This is JIS News coming up. Prime Minister encourages investment in non-traditional sectors. Finance Minister projects reduction in current account deficit and NHF to spend $3.6 billion on healthcare this year. The details after this message.
Which government organization offers you exceptional customer service? A tax office, police station, hospital, post office, health center or NIS office? Vote for your favorite public sector organization in the Public Sector Customer Service Competition. Call toll-free 1-888-991-2752. Visit cabinet.gov.jm and follow the instructions. Or drop your entry form at government agencies island-wide. Votes close April 30, 2015. Let your voice be heard.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller is encouraging local and international private sector interests to invest in Jamaica's non-traditional sectors. Mrs. Simpson-Miller says several up-and-coming industries have the potential to yield significant dividends if given the right push. Chief among these, she says, is the nutraceutical industry.
It is an area in which I really believe in, not only for the economic benefits to be derived, but also because of its emphasis on healthy lifestyles and wellness. Here in Jamaica, we also have several sources of mineral water, with wellness spas in Bath, St. Thomas, Milk River in Clarendon in central Jamaica, and Rockfort Mineral Bath in Kingston.
The Prime Minister was speaking at the official opening of the Jamaica Investment Forum at the Montego Bay Convention Center Wednesday. Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips will today open the budget debate detailing government's plans for the economy in the 2015-2016 fiscal year. Ahead of his presentation to Parliament, Dr. Phillips outlined some key projections during his address at the Jamaica Investment Forum in Montego Bay. Andrea Chisholm has been covering the conference and filed this report.
The finance minister is projecting that Jamaica's current account deficit, the gap between imports and exports, will be significantly reduced in the 2015-2016 fiscal year, which begins on April 1. The current account deficit for this financial year is projected at 5.3%.
And is scheduled at the end of the next fiscal year to be of the order of a little bit more than 2% of GDP, which gives us at least the ability to imagine realistically the prospect of a surplus on the current account.
For the debt to GDP ratio, it should end this fiscal year at 139%. And for 2015-2016, debt to GDP is projected at 130%. Reporting from the Montego Bay Convention Center, I am Andrea Chisholm for JIS News.
The National Health Fund, NHF, will disburse approximately $3.6 billion this fiscal year as it continues to provide for the healthcare needs of Jamaicans. Chief Executive Officer of the fund, Everton Anderson, says the sum will go towards the subsidy for pharmaceuticals, the largest area of spending for the government agency.
In fiscal year 2013-2014, the expenditure was over $3 billion. And this year we're heading to spending approximately $3.6 billion in benefits for subsidies as it relates to pharmaceuticals.
Mr. Anderson says since it started in 2003, the NHF has grown tremendously, moving from approximately 15,500 enrolled beneficiaries in 2004-2005 to its current 380,000 beneficiaries. The NHF provides financial support to the national healthcare system to improve its effectiveness and the health of the Jamaican population. And 11 police officers are competing for top honors in the LASCO Jamaica Constabulary Force Police Officer of the Year competition today. The 11 area winners will undergo a rigorous interview process to determine the national awardee. Police Commissioner Dr. Carl Williams is lauding the finalists of the competition, noting that they were selected from a field of over 12,000. Dr. Williams says the officers have been chosen from among their peers, seniors and juniors, as standard bearers of the force.
Now, what we want to do is to ensure that the best practices to which you have subscribed can be replicated right across the force so that good practice and professional behavior, good discipline can break out in the force and we can start to create for ourselves a better image, one that we can be proud of and Jamaica can be proud of also, so that Jamaica will start to respect us more, to have more confidence in us, and hopefully to even love us.
The LASCO JCF Police Officer of the Year will be announced at a later date. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.